Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Free for All Friday continues, and looking out of the studio windows, it's not raining in downtown New Orleans, but a very cloudy Friday afternoon, as you've heard in the news and the forecast. A 60% chance of rain today, but that comes to an end as the sun goes down. So you know, it's that time of year, and you can get one day when it's a little rainier than another day, but it's either going to be hot or a little bit rainy. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us. And you know, I remind you that you can stream this show and WWL Time Shifted Podcast free on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download the Audacy app. You can also get us on TuneIn and now on iHeartRadio's app. So if you've got the iHeartRadio app, you can stream us anywhere, the TuneIn app or the Audacy app. And you basically have this show wherever you have your phone, and we know that's everywhere. Hey, we've been talking about the weekend, and the new Superman movie is out. You know, I'm going to go see it. I'm not a cartoon person. I was never into comic books. And I mean, cartoons. I mean, I like some animation stuff. Like, I love Bob's Burgers. I'm still binge watching Bob's Burger stuff. I haven't seen them all, but I'm getting through the list pretty quickly. I mean, I love that show. So Superman, I remember growing up watching the Superman TV series, and Superman was always kind of implying that he liked Lois Lane, and Lois Lane always wanted Superman to knack on her. And there were a couple of times when it looked like it was getting close, but I don't think it ever happened. I don't know what's going to happen in the movie, but I'm sure there's some kind of love interest with Lois Lane. And, you know, when I saw the Christopher Reeves movie, it was really slick and polished, as I said earlier. But, you know, I guess I remember just that hokey Superman TV series, which, by the way, is on in reruns on Saturday and Sunday mornings. So sometimes if I'm up, I'll take a look at that. But there are people who are now talking about, well, Superman is the ultimate immigrant. He's an illegal alien from another planet. So I'm going to go see if there's any social redeeming messages in the new Superman. If I get to see it this weekend, we'll talk about it on Monday. So we've been talking about Mayor Cantrell creating the problem that we're having right now as a city with who's going to clean up the trash. It's a controversy that does not need to exist, but it does exist. And it appears that LaToya Cantrell as mayor is really working hard to make sure that Troy Henry gets the contract. Sydney Torres has the contract. And again, on our website, WWL.com, check out the story about Cantrell creating this emergency. And that is linked to the conversation that I had yesterday on the air with Sydney Torres, and it's a very revealing conversation. So check that out if you can. It's at WWL.com. And Sydney Torres says that he is doing the job for $250,000 a month less than Troy Henry would do the job for. That's what Sydney Torres said. So why is this such a hard decision for Mayor Cantrell? I wonder. I think politics is at play here, but, you know, I don't know for sure. Also, we were talking about CNN, MSNBC deserving to be bashed for basically not focusing on the left-wing domestic violence against ICE agents. They should do a better job of covering that, but they're not because they're biased. But while I say that they should be doing a better job, I also remind you that Fox News essentially does the same thing. And also, let's get to this before I get to another call, and we're going to get to some of your text messages. President Trump's Environmental Protection Agency head, Lee Zeldin, says that there's going to be total transparency with the American people when it comes to geoengineering and contrails. And he says that some people have been unfairly vilified for years over questioning the contrails as being chemtrails. Now, I don't know why, but right-wingers are more prone to believe conspiracy theories than left-wingers. And if there's evidence to the contrary, let me know. But it just, you know, when I read about this and hear about this, it's the right-wingers that tend to believe in the conspiracy theories. Now, look, that's not all conservatives or all Republicans, but those on the far right are more likely, it seems, to believe in conspiracy theories. So I guess maybe the Trump administration wants to protect their people because a lot of their people believe in chemtrails. We've talked about this on the show recently. I wrote a blog about this. The idea that the government is using jets, commercial jets, to poison us. And when you look up in the sky and you see the white trails coming out of the engines of these jets at 30 plus thousand feet, first of all, you think that stuff just drops to the ground? No. I mean, there's the jet stream. That stuff is being dispersed over thousands and thousands of miles. How would they ever target a specific area? So some may argue maybe they're just targeting the whole U.S. or trying to poison us. I've heard it's a population control. They're trying to kill us. I don't believe any of that because I think that's a conspiracy theory that is not true. Those are contrails, not chemtrails. Contrails meaning condensation trails. I just posted a video on Substack. Go to Substack if you haven't done it yet. I invite you to become one of my subscribers. I would like you to subscribe and right now, you're able to comment on what I post there. And it's really an extension of the show. It's Substack. Go to Substack.com. Download the app on your phone or on your computer. And you can join me on Substack anytime. And I'm posting a couple of videos a day on there. And I would love your comments. But, you know, this is just it's really nothing that really needs to be discussed that much. I mean, I guess it would be possible if they wanted to poison us. I guess they maybe could do so, but this is not happening. And there's so much information out there. First of all, you can find anything you want to find online to support what you want to believe. There's information that looks very credible when it comes to chemtrails. But if you look objectively and find credible sources, you will find that those chemtrails are contrails. It's condensation. It's the hot air from the jet engines hitting the cold air at higher altitudes. That's it. So I don't know what the administration is going to reveal to us, but we will be watching that. All right, let's go to James on the North Shore. Hey, James.
Go on, buddy. Say, one thing first, since y'all talking about elections and Elena Moreno, is they had this AI video of her down in Port Fouchon talking about how New Orleans could take over Port Fouchon and make it part of New Orleans. And just seeing stuff like that just worries me for the upcoming elections. Even with the AI Bigfoot they got out there with his booger sugar and hot fatties, and just the way they talk, I could just imagine what the elections are going to look like coming up with AI, because these videos are so real looking. When you see Bigfoot with his hotties, I mean, it looks like real Bigfoot with some hotties, wherever they put him at. You know what I'm saying? And it concerns me about how these, and then especially with Helena Moreno down in Port Fouchon, it totally looks like her talking about taking Port Fouchon away from Jefferson Parish to make a part of New Orleans. Stuff like that concerns me. It's stuff that moderates and independents and other people need it, because the Republicans are pretty good at this right now. And they got TikTok, and if Trump was to get his people to buy TikTok, they would definitely have a great platform for rolling that out. And another thing I called about today is like Pence yesterday talking about tariffs and how tariffs will be a tax on American people. One reason why hospitals have been closing down in the past few years is because of the interest rates going up after inflation. Now, they were wanting interest rates to start dropping down, but since Trump continues with these tariffs and going after these different countries, we can't allow interest rates to go down yet, because it would just make inflation go straight back up. Those interest rates going up has hurt these hospitals. And I could tell it with my medical plan and how it started getting billed, because hospitals, when money was free, when you had zero interest rates, it was easier for them to take care of the bills that they had coming in. It was, you know, you had free money out there, basically. Now money ain't free. You got interest rates. And with tariffs, it makes it harder. And Pence pointed that out really good last night or yesterday on an interview when he was talking about what tariffs are going to do to the country. And another thing, I sent you an email about cloud seeding. Last night on Inside Edition, they showed the guy who owns the company who was did cloud seeding 2 days before this storm happened. And he went on Inside Edition. I sent you the link, and Ian, and it really, you know, the guy, Mitch, he was out there with his little
All right, but James, how long do you think?
I mean,
how
even all that? How I don't long, believe in all that.
Okay, for everybody who's listening, who thinks, okay, wait, he was cloud seeding 2 days before. How long do you think a cloud lasts?
Oh, no, I know. He said it was exactly. He's like, this has nothing to do with me. I had nothing to do, and I believe the guy, because I don't get in all that. I leave all that alone. I got too many other things I'm fighting to try to even be in that conversation. But I just put it out there, because I know a lot of people are going to talk about him. So, and I want you to watch that and maybe have some insight on what he was saying was going on.
I'll check it out.
Another thing for... and another thing, before 4th of July, after the bill passed, one thing I did is I went out and donated. So if people want to talk about, you know, complaining about the bill and how they feel and whatnot, get out and donate, man. I made sure to get out this week and put my dollars in my mouth is, and I donated to campaigns that I felt need help, like Deja Fox in Arizona, who's running for congressional leader. And another thing, I'd like to thank Troy Carter for having his town hall yesterday and having Jeffries down here with him. You know, I think it's great he's out there trying to get out and, you know, talk to the people. Not avoid them, but talk to them about what's going on. So I'd like to thank him for being out there and doing what he did. You know what I mean? I like to try and throw a lot of things in there real quick, Scoot.
All right, James.
And another thing, I'd like to say thanks to Tyler Shuck and one of the other Saints guys, because they were talking about, remember last week, talking about white Saints helmets being white. Well, I threw it out there. There need to be brown helmets one day and brown pants. And Taylor Shuck and one of the other guys in the Saints put a big like by that. So maybe one day we'll see some brown helmets and brown uniforms on top of it all, man.
No, I hope not. All right, James, I appreciate the call. Have a great weekend. You know, for a long time, as soon as the Saints showed that white uniform, I mean, it looks good with the gold helmet. But for years, I've been talking about white helmets. Why don't they have white helmets? White helmets, white uniforms, it's going to look awesome. White helmets with white jerseys and black pants, it's going to look awesome. And I'm glad they're finally doing white helmets.
You know, Jeff Nowak put that story on everybody's lap a couple days ago pretty quickly after the Saints released that video. And I saw the headline and I said, finally, they're going to release the matte black helmet. Terrific. I was wrong. I didn't get my Christmas wish. I guess everybody else wanted white helmets. I want matte black.
I think matte black would be cool.
Matte black would be cool.
I think it would be great.
Are you listening, Saints? Matte black.
Matte black. I think matte black.
T-E black.
It would be really, I think it would be really cool. But I like the white helmets before matte black.
I think the white helmets look fantastic.
Oh man, wait till people see this with the uniform. It's going to be amazing. Yeah, look, let's just put this cloud seeding thing to rest. I know people are like clinging for this idea of a of some kind of a conspiracy theory. Look, you see the cloud, what the guy was doing it 2 days in advance. Okay, first of all, clouds don't last very long. How long do you think that cloud was there? And how could you predict exactly where a cloud's going to go? So that's ridiculous. And cloud seeding doesn't, I don't think it's capable of creating that kind of storm. It might be able to make a cloud that's not raining rain a little bit, but I don't think it's capable of creating that kind of storm. And look, what happened was a tragedy. President Trump visited the area today, and I hope that he said comfortable things. One thing we talked about this week was the officials and the Texas governor, who are all Republicans. They seem to be very testy with the media. The media asking questions about what could have been done. And we realize now why they were kind of, you know, not happy that the media was asking those questions and saying it was too soon. And look, we asked those questions. We asked those questions right after the flooding started in the days after Katrina hit. You know, what could have been done? These are normal questions to be asked. And the reason they didn't like it is because they knew that they had turned down opportunities for a better warning system that was not in place. Let's see how quick those same Republicans are willing to now come up with a better warning system for an area that is prone to flooding. And that's the key. The Guadalupe River in this area, it is prone to flooding. This is not the first time it's happened. So, you know, more needs to be done to protect people. It would not have saved everybody. A better warning system would not have saved everybody. This was just a horrific natural event that occurred. But I think a better warning system might have saved many lives. And the last I heard before the show, there are still 160 people missing. And that is just heartbreaking. If you want to join us on this Free for All Friday, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Beatles Fest, Saturday night at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. I know a lot of you plan on going every year, and it's just amazing to see the different generations there. The Molly Ringwalds will be one of the bands performing. Deacon John's going to be there. One of the guys who played with Paul McCartney in Wings, Lawrence Huber, is going to be there as well. They're going to do a lot of Beatles songs, but they're also going to do the entire Help album. And this is one of the songs from Help. All right, I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, it's a Friday afternoon. It's going to turn into Friday night at some point. All right, listen, there's a special on CNN. Now, look, when I say CNN, don't think that you, I hate CNN. CNN does an amazing job with their specials, and they're not political. They're doing a special on Live Aid on CNN Sunday night at 8 o'clock. And when they do specials like this, it's not about politics. It's really well done. When they do things about the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, when they do these specials, they really are excellent. So don't deprive yourself just because it's on CNN, because they do a great job with these specials. So a special about Live Aid, when you think about those people coming together for that cause, it was pretty amazing. So that's Sunday on CNN at 8 o'clock. All right, let's go to Jeff on the North Shore. Jeff, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, I was telling Ian earlier, I wanted to call you and let you know, man, I have just had a string of fantastic luck.
What
I mean, it's like everything I touch turns to gold. I've got emails and snail mails and text messages with nothing but good news.
That's awesome.
And I was trying to determine how, you know, when, and I think I narrowed it down. It was towards the end of your show, it started yesterday, and I've already told you this before. You know, two of my top callers are Janice and Gregory, and they called back to back.
Yeah, sometimes our regulars do call back to back. You're right.
Yeah, it was like a back to back call, and ever since that, I don't know, something came. I feel like a ninja. Well, no, I am a ninja. I feel like a wizard. And it's like it, but I didn't like the part when y'all were talking about dancing. Now, please, Scoot, don't cut in on my young lady. Now, I've been trying to track her down for a long time, and just want to sit down and have a glass of wine or a Coke or tea or me, whatever she wants. Just weigh out all her options.
With Janice?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, that's interesting.
Oh yeah, I think she's anything like these phone calls she's been making since the first of the year. I want to meet that young lady.
That's cool. It's nice that, you know, there's that kind of a camaraderie with our audience. So I'm glad.
You might be able to introduce.
Well, you know, we can't really do that on the show because you used to be able to do that in the past, but today with laws being the way they are, not that I don't trust you, but you know, we can't do that kind of thing anymore.
A lot of fun's
been taken out of radio.
Yes, sir. Well, and that's not a problem. You know, we might just meet you out on the street one day.
Okay. Well, I hope that happens. Jeff, I appreciate the call as always, and have a great weekend. Hey, I want to congratulate Daniel Oser of Algiers. Daniel was the winner of the generic GP6500 portable generator valued at about $1,000. He won that on the WWL.com contest, and it's an awesome generator, and it's from Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. And, you know, these generators are really awesome to have because the power goes out, not just during storms, but sometimes just the power goes out. It's great to have a generator, and he's got one, so that's really cool.
It is Generac, not generic.
I'm sorry. Okay. You know what? It's Friday. I'm just kind of breezing through this stuff.
I think that's funny.
It's a Generac. It is not generic.
It is not generic. It is not your average generator.
That's right. A Generac GP6500 portable generator. Don't buy the generic one. Get the Generac And that's what he got.
It's given a little bit of your Dat Dog commercial, you know, where it's like, oh, this isn't your grandpa's generator.
That's right.
You know, this vegan generator,
that's right,
makes you feel like you're cheating. Scrumptious.
Yeah, it's for younger generations as well.
We've been talking a lot today about punk rock music because of the Psychedelic Fur concert tonight.
Yeah.
Here's a text. And you had mentioned some of the UK bands that had the kind of harder edge, right, that were more punk than some of the American bands like Ramones, which was a little more polished, a little more commercially viable. Here's a text message that says the Sex Pistols were an industry plant. What could that mean? Why would the Sex Pistols be an industry plant?
Well, I'm interpreting it this way,
yeah,
that the music industry... And I mean, look, there's no secret about this. The music industry was trying to push punk rock in America because it was doing so well in the UK. But in the UK, the economic situation was different. And young people were not as angry. There wasn't as much angst. And in Great Britain at the time, this was the 70s, you know, things were really bad for young people. They weren't that bad for young people in America. So the style of music, that angst-ridden, hard-driving punk rock, did not relate to young people in America who had it better. So, you know, once again, this is just a reminder of how music reflects even the political and socioeconomic times in which the music exists, and it was reflective of the audience in the UK, but they tried to push it in America and it didn't really catch on here.
Here's another sort of cryptic text about the Sex Pistols. Mark, the historian, is listening today, and he says the Pistols weren't punk. They were dance music for the Tourette's crowd.
That's funny.
Is it? I don't know if that's...
No, that's funny.
No,
that's
not saying it's like, oh, it's a joke and it's not funny. I literally don't understand what that means.
Well, okay, Tourette's, you know, very jerky, you know.
Jerky,
people might be very jerky, okay, like, you know, I really hate you, Ian.
Yeah.
You know, or I don't want to make fun of anybody that has a Tourette's.
Oh, my God.
You know, so it's like, you know, it was kind of... So he's saying that people who are a little, you know, their motions might be a little jerky would be dancing to that hard, jerky music of the Sex Pistols.
Have you ever been around somebody who suffers from Tourette syndrome?
No. The main thing that I know about Tourette's is from the movie European Gigolo.
Who could forget that?
Yeah. Well,
classic piece of cinema.
Wasn't that, or was it American Gigolo?
No, I don't know.
I think it was American Gigolo.
Is that the one with what's-his-face?
With Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
Where he's dating
American
that woman.
Gigolo.
That woman who, yeah, it was the American Gigolo.
Oh,
where
my God.
I really hate you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, it would be really strange to be around that.
Well,
that
I tell you what, I have been. A friend of mine, her father, is a person living with Tourette syndrome. And I went with her to visit him in Costa Rica. This is probably about 6 or 7 years ago. And he came to pick us up at the airport in his little Jeep. And then he drove us way up into the mountains, high above Liberia in Costa Rica. And he would not stop talking. And I don't mean like, oh, he wasn't just like shouting out obscenities at random intervals. He just had this incredible ability to just monologue with no perception at all of whether or not anybody was listening to him, whether or not they wanted to hear more, whether or not they were engaged and perceiving what he was trying to communicate. It was just this fire hose of words that he seemed unable to turn off.
Wow.
So I guess it can manifest in some kind of different ways.
Yeah.
But man, we heard about everything.
That would drive me crazy. I dated a girl.
It was a long road trip.
I had a relationship with somebody for a long time who, when she drank, she just could not stop talking.
Mm-hmm.
And you could not be in the car, like going home from a bar. There would not be 10 seconds of silence without her starting up again. And I really should have been a little more understanding of that. I mean, not like I didn't, you know. I mean, I got frustrated. I expressed my frustration, but I guess I should have been a little more understanding that she was just that way. But, boy, she could just not be quiet for any amount of time.
Maybe that's the moment where, you know, you excuse yourself, you go to the men's room and tighten up a little bit so you can keep up.
Well, that's you know right. And then after that, then I'm the one talking a lot.
Yeah, then you will shut up. God, I would hate to be at the table between the two of you. The Quadnator is listening today. He says, hey, Scoot, you must have not been around Washington, D.C. in the late 70s through the 80s, where the punk scene was in full swing. Angry, aggressive music was the music of the day. Bad Brains, Minor Threat, Fugazi, Who's God, and the ever angry Black Market Baby.
Well, I'm not saying that there were not aspects of the music being popular. There was a cult following for the music, but it didn't reach mass appeal. My point is that you know there were no punk rock bands, hardcore punk rock bands on the charts. And so, yeah, I mean, there were pockets of people who thought this was cool, and some, even though they weren't in the angry mood that the UK youth were in, they still found, you know, something to be angry about, and they liked the music. I didn't say that it never existed, but it wasn't as popular here as it was in the UK. And so when I talk about the Psychedelic Furs and the Ramones and the B-52s, you know, the punk rock that didn't work here, though, did influence what became known as new wave music in the late 70s.
And piggybacking off that, the same texter, Quadnator, says, I forgot to mention my band, Bark, and a band that Dave Grohl was in, which was called Scream. The energy that Dave brought to the Seattle music scene was indicative of the Washington, D.C. punk scene.
Interesting.
So in the same way that the new wave music you've been describing kind of came out of the punk movement, this hardcore music that the Quadnator is describing in the Tidewater area in the 70s and 80s, you know, had a role to play in the Seattle grunge sound.
Yeah, well, that's you know, I mean, we were introduced to that music. What I said was it didn't catch on here like it did in the UK, but it was there. And I love following music, and I love that transition of the punk rock not really working, but then the new wave music. And boy, you know, I mean, I grew up with the Beatles, so when I started to hear this new wave music, I was excited because this was the beginning of a break in music. And then you know, we got into the music of the 80s, the music that we used to define the music of the 80s music. Then that followed the new wave music. And then, you know, when that got old, then the next big break in music came with grunge. And I loved the grunge for that reason, that it was a definite difference. It was a definite change. And it really did. That was the first significant change from what the Beatles had established and other bands had established in the 60s. And we can talk more about that another day.
We should. But I'll leave you with this one real quick. Hey, guys, the last time I saw the Psychedelic Furs was in New Orleans at Jimmy's. And it cost $13. I want to go tonight, but I can't put up with those prices. I'm not cheap. Yeah. I'm just not doing it.
Man, look, I get it. I totally get it. I'm fortunate to be in a business where I can get to some of these concerts. All right, the Psychedelics did Pretty in Pink, and movie named Pretty in Pink. This was a title track on the soundtrack. This is the Psychedelic Furs. You know, this would probably fit into the genre known as the Dark 80s. It was popular, but it was not like the most popular pop stuff out at the time. But, I mean, look, I saw the Psychedelic Furs. I'm going to say it was a year or two at the most ago at House of Blues, and these guys still sound awesome. And I love this genre. I love this music. It was part of the transition. It was part of that new wave sound of the late 70s leading us into the 80s. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
BWL. All right, it's a Friday afternoon. Soon this will turn into what? Friday night?
Damn!
All right, an Iranian official just did an interview on Iranian state television and said that because the U.S. attacked Iran's nuclear program, Donald Trump is no longer safe sunbathing at Mar-a-Lago, that they could attack him from Tehran in Iran while he's sunbathing at Mar-a-Lago. Can you imagine the sight of Donald Trump sunbathing in Mar-a-Lago? In fact, he mentioned this week in an interview with, it was a press conference, but the Fox guy, Peter Ducey, asked him if he sunbathes, and he says, no, I haven't done that since I was 7 years old. So that sort of gave way to proof that the president has a spray tan, which we kind of knew. All right, Ian is in a play. It's part of the Shakespeare celebration at Tulane University. It's Midsummer Night's Dream. It's Shakespeare at his comic best.
Yeah, that's right. What's the point of it? Measure for Measure, Two Gentlemen of Verona, The Merchant of Venice. There are some really funny plays out there, but this one is so easy for people to understand. I think, you know, like I said at the beginning of the show, if you don't know anything about Shakespeare, if you think that Shakespeare is somehow beyond your ability to enjoy, come see this play. Come see A Midsummer Night's Dream. It's really funny. It's tender. It's visually incredible. I mean, the design team really went ham on this play. The lighting design is crazy. There's video projections. We got all kind of special effects and weird makeup stuff. Really cool. And your boy has a big part that I think is pretty funny.
Cool. Do a lot of the guys wear tights?
Not a ton of tights. I think one of the fairies. Yeah. One of the fairies wears some
How
tights.
How could you be a fairy and not
you
wear
gotta
tights?
Wear tights if you're. I mean, a fairy.
You can't be a fairy without.
Well,
tights.
He's also on stilts, so you know it's a whole look. But yeah, we got guys on stilts. We got special effects. We got magic. We got mayhem. Good. We got a little bit of sex appeal in there.
I'm going to be at the Beatles Fest Saturday night, but I'm going to try and come one day next week, and we'll talk about that. But I hope you have a great weekend of performing. And my only reference to Midsummer Night's Dream is that was the name of the pajama party that I went to at the Playboy Mansion in Los Angeles. Oh, the name of it was Midsummer Night's Dream Pajama Party, and it was a dream. Yeah, I mean, that was really one of the highlights of my career, going to a party at the Playboy Mansion.
I think I'm going to get into the grave without having ever gone to the Playboy Mansion.
Well, what it used to be because Hugh Hefner's no longer there.
Hef's not around.
Of course, apparently some of those girls said he'd been dead for years. you got a quick text for us?
Yeah, just real quick. If you want to learn more about the Shakespeare Festival, you can just Google New Orleans Shakespeare and it'll pop right up. There's a website, but just Google New Orleans Shakespeare. You'll find it. Mark is listening in Slidell. He says, Sidney Torres gets his contract back and Superman opens at the same time. Coincidence? I don't think so.
Wow.
How about that?
So is there breaking news on that? Is there breaking news on Sidney Torres getting the contract?
I don't think so. No.
Or did they, I guess he's just, I guess he's deriving that from the city council.
The emergency thing is canceled, so maybe he gets to keep it. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. That's a story we're going to be following. All right, we're going to come back, and we'll come back to wrap up the show. But remember, Beatles Fest, Saturday night, I know a lot of you are planning on going. It sells out every year, Jefferson Performing Arts Center. And one of the things that they're going to do, in addition to a lot of Beatles songs, they're going to do the entire album Help. All right, Sports Talk with guest host Jeff Nowak and voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, coming up next. Thanks to Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, traffic with Joe Cardosi. As always, thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.